It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Trying to thaw the frozen talks.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. Happy Friday from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. The UN summit concludes today in Copenhagen. World leaders are there trying to come up with a deal to combat climate change. President Obama arrived a short time ago, and Marketplace's Stephen Beard is with us live from the Danish capital to report on that and more. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So has Mr. Obama addressed the conference this morning, and what did he say?
He said, and he was addressing his fellow leaders, we are here because climate change poses a grave and growing danger. This is not fiction, he said. It is science. But he said our ability to take collective action against this threat is in doubt. However, he said, as the world's largest economy and as the second biggest emitter, the U.S. will continue to fight global warming.
America is going to continue on this course of action to mitigate our emissions and to move towards a clean energy economy, no matter what happens here in Copenhagen. We think it is good for us as well as good for the world.
All right, Stephen. So he says no matter what happens. That suggests to me that he has or has lost some optimism. I mean, what are the prospects of an agreement coming out of this thing?
Well, in his speech, Obama insisted that any deal agreed here must include transparency. There must be a mechanism for monitoring and enforcing agreed cuts or curbs in emissions. The Chinese are not keen on that. That remains an obstacle to an agreement at this summit.
All right. Marketplace's Stephen Beer joining us from Copenhagen this morning. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
And be sure to check out Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl later today for more of our coverage from Copenhagen. European markets are up a little right now. A positive reading on German business confidence is helping. Shares are up 0.5% right now. Actually, the Parisian shares up just a tad. In Asia, the Hang Seng and Nikkei were both off less than 1%. Wall Street yesterday, some selling knocked more than 1% from the S&P and NASDAQ. The Dow closed the day down 132 points to end the day at 10,308. Boeing shares could take a hit after European budget carrier Ryanair said it won't buy 200 737s. The two couldn't work out a deal, but Ryanair's already got more than 100 Boeing planes on order. Cable TV customers, get ready for what could be an ugly behind-the-scenes look at how those channels end up on your screen. Time Warner Cable has until the end of the year to hammer out a deal with News Corp over the price of its channels. And today, News Corp is launching a marketing campaign to tell you all about it. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more.
Just as your cable bill has been getting more expensive, so has the bill for companies like Time Warner Cable to be able to offer all those channels to you.
ESPN, for instance, has gone from being well under a dollar to over $4 per subscriber per month.
Larry Gerbrandt heads Media Valuation Partners. He says News Corp is taking the fight straight to the viewer. It's doing what Viacom did last year, threatening to pull its channels if it doesn't get what it wants.
What we're dealing with here is very large suppliers, companies that own multiple networks. Therefore, they feel they have a lot of leverage.
But Time Warner Cable isn't sitting on the sidelines. An email to customers this morning warned them not to let their TVs be held hostage by greedy programmers. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, working to meet the capital needs of qualified businesses and consumers. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/ahead. And is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs such as Marketplace Money, visit americanpublicmedia.org.
In this recession, small business owners have been pinching quite a few pennies. That includes, in many cases, nixing employee bonuses. You know what they're not pulling back on? Swag to clients. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Just one in three small business owners will give bonuses or gifts to their employees this year, according to a recent survey by American Express. That's down more than 10% since 2008. But there's one thing employers can't afford to skimp on, says Amex small business advisor Alice Braden, gifts for customers.
Giving to customers is a marketing must. If you don't give to customers and thank them, there may not be any employee bonuses or gifts to even talk about this time next year.
But Braden says it's a delicate balancing act to shortchange employees while spending on clients.
If you don't openly address the fact that you're cutting back on what you're doing with your employees, they are going to be really upset with you, particularly if they're seeing you spending money and putting energy into thanking customers. They're going to say, hey, what about us?
Braden suggests giving employees time off or other non-cash perks to keep spirits up. And she says tone down the flash factor on those customer gifts. Instead of imported scotch or a fancy paperweight, give some of your own merchandise or services. Marketing expert Joseph Heinen at Genesis Telecom Labs says gifts aren't what builds customer loyalty anyway.
They're not necessarily focused on something that was dropped in their office or a card or a thank you, so much as their experience when they actually transacted business or resolved a problem.
Bill McHenry realized that after years of giving out customized mugs and other tchotchkes at Pedal Power, his bike shop in Middletown, Connecticut.
We did little gifts and things like that, and they have that immediate hand to the customer, and they say, oh, thank you, and appreciate it. But we found that doing things like events seemed to have a greater impact.
McHenry now throws a few big parties for customers every year. He also sends them personalized discount offers based on the type of cycling they do. And even though business wasn't great this year, he'll give his 12 employees the same bonuses as last year, ranging from $50 to a few hundred dollars. He says he wants them to know their efforts are appreciated, especially when times are hard. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, it's a new program to offer travel information. The Ohio Transportation Department's encouraging motorists to use Twitter this winter to report icy roads and accidents. The pilot project will work in six of Ohio's biggest cities. Officials there are hoping a bunch of people tweeting on their smartphones in the ice and snow won't make the roads even more hazardous. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.